93 KNBA, where music matters. Nice long set of music with tracks from Nikki Lane in there, Tommy James and the Shondells, Evan Dando, the Lemonheads frontman, solo acoustic version of Down About It, Car Seat Headrest, Matthew Sweet, Darrell Williams with Sean and Sarah Watkins, and Fleet Foxes started us out with Fool's Errand from their new album, Crack Up. It is 8:33. It is the Morning Line program for Tuesday, not Monday, but Tuesday. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Scheifele. KNBA loves to keep you in tune with our community, so we've got several things happening on the schedule or on the calendar this week. Jam for Justice with the Supersaturated Sugar Strings is at 6 at the Willowa. There's also the Klondike at the 35th annual Klondike Road Rally Relay, and that's from Skagway to Whitehorse. More information about that can be found at our Facebook page, as well as Alaska Veg Fest coming up on the 9th.
Okay, thank you very much. And from Alaska Veg Fest, the I think the founder of Alaska Veg Fest, the president of the Alaska Vegan Society, Delisa Renadeo, joins us in the studio. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. It's great to be back with you.
So a big event, like an all-day event, celebrating things that grow and we put in our mouth and so forth. Veg Fest, what happens on, what is a Veg Fest?
Well, first of all, it's a veg fest.
Veg fest.
And that's okay.
Tomato, tomato.
Vegetables
Frank
don't
said,
care, yeah. Do they? Yeah. This is actually an opportunity for Alaskans to have it, to hear speakers that we don't usually get to hear. We have some wonderful people in Alaska that share their knowledge with us, but our theme this year is the transformative power of eating plants. And we have Ocean Robbins coming up from California, who is the CEO of the Food Revolution Network. And he is going to talk about how eating plants is actually transformative, not only to our own health, but to the environment and to food safety issues and all kinds of things. And he is a tremendous, wonderful person. I'm so excited he's coming. And we have another speaker coming up from New Jersey, Dr. Ron Weiss, who is a physician, and he is also a botanist. And he is going to speak about the transformative health benefits of eating plants. But he has a very unique perspective, which I appreciate because I'm also a gardener. But he actually has his medical clinic on the same property as his community-supported agriculture organic farm. And so he integrates those two projects and will actually, rather than just writing prescriptions for pills, he actually writes prescriptions for dark leafy green vegetables, for instance. So he's one of our speakers. And we have a third person coming up from Texas who used to live here, who transformed her own health problems when she lost 70 pounds and reversed her diabetes by eating just plants. So we're all going to learn more about how to transform our own lives and how that will also transform many of the problems that we face in this world by eating plants.
The slogan, the transformative power of eating plants, is a pretty huge umbrella. When we talk about transformative power or transformation, what sort of a change or alteration are we talking about?
The closer we come to eating whole unprocessed plant foods, the healthier we are and the healthier the planet is. So basically that means eating fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds, and avoiding the more processed forms of that, because it's possible to eat a junk food plant-based diet, you know, potato chips and Coca-Cola and so on. And that does not actually transform our lives to the better. So when we eat unprocessed plant foods, and it isn't an all or nothing proposition. We don't have to go straight from the standard American diet, which is making people sick with diabetes and cancer and obesity, to a perfect plant-based diet. But the closer we get to 100%, the better the results are. And so knowing what to do and then how to do it are the key elements. And so there's going to be an element of both of those in this one-day event, because we're also going to have a cooking demonstration by me.
What are you going to cook?
Well, actually, I'm going to show them how to make granola without oil or sugar, but it'll still be sweetened with dates. and I'm going to make a parfait with that we normally would think of as requiring dairy products, but is made without any dairy. So, and we have, as part of people's registration, they get a plant-based lunch, which is going to be catered by Middleway Cafe. So we have two kinds of soups, two kinds of sandwiches. One is gluten-free. And we'll have other activities going on throughout the day, some movement and some door prizes and books people can buy.
There's certainly an educational, an informative dual sort of component that goes along with this day. And I wonder, everybody, I think we all know that, plants are healthy, that eat mm-hmm. your, otherwise why eat your vegetables?
Right.
Okay. But would I be accurate to suggest that there's sort of a genuine lack of awareness about what healthy plant-based eating is?
I think there's a lot of confusion about it, and it makes it sound much more complicated than it is, because it really is not complicated. It really does amount to just eat fruits, vegetables, whole grains, beans, nuts, and seeds in whatever kinds of combinations, raw and cooked. It is that simple, but it is a long distance from how most people are eating. Most people are eating out a lot. Most people are buying a lot of processed foods that all they have to do is open the wrapper and stick it in the microwave. And so just learning how to eat real food is the start, and then making most of them plants is how to get healthier. It is really actually not complicated, but most people think it is. And I also teach nutrition and cooking classes here in Anchorage, and that's one of the things that I hear from people all the time is, it's so much easier than I thought it would be, and it tastes so good, and I would do this even if it wasn't healthier. So that always surprises people.
Okay. It is Veg Fest, Alaska Veg Fest, coming up this Saturday. 10 until 4:30 at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, which is located at 825 South Cleven Street. Who should plan on attending?
Well, this is actually for anybody that wants to learn more about the transformative power of eating plants, or they already are sticking their toes in the water and wanting to learn more. And it's also for people that are, longtime vegans and vegetarians and just want to find their community, because we're also going to have an element of doing a little networking with each other and getting to know other people that are on the path, because sometimes people feel kind of lonely out there when they're on this path. We have a website, alaskavegfest.com. People can register there. There's contact information. People are welcome to call me if they have any questions, and we would love to see everyone who is interested to come. And it's a very inclusive event. It's not where, there's us and them. It's for everybody.
Okay. It's 8:41, and if you're just joining us, it is the Morning Line program on KMBA. Our guest this morning is Delisa Renadeo. She is the president of the Alaska Vegan Society, and we're talking about Veg Fest that's coming up this weekend. So it's a full day event with something to do for everybody, cooking demonstration, making granola, and a door prize. I understand that one of the coolest door prizes is actually a free cooking course from a cooking
right.
course, nutrition and cooking course.
Yes, it's a 6-week nutrition and cooking course with my brand new cookbook, which is hot off the press.
And what's it called?
The Barefoot Gardener in the Kitchen Cookbook.
And I'm
the Barefoot Gardener.
Is it out in stores now?
It's not in the stores yet. We're actually picking it up today from Carlisle Transportation. It's just shipped here.
Okay.
It's brand new.
Tremendous. Well, we'll expect to have our copy then when we get an extra. As we get set to wrap up here, Delisa, anything else we're forgetting we want to let folks know?
I guess I just want people to know that you can transform your own life by taking steps to eat healthier food. And if you want to have more education and motivation and inspiration, come to Veg Fest.
Okay, and eat your veggies.
Eat your veggies.
Okay, Delisa, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank
on Morning
you.
Line. Up next, Angel Olsen.
Grammy winner Melissa Etheridge became one of the most popular recording artists of the 90s with her confessional lyrics, raspy voice, and exuberant guitar playing. Don't miss this rare chance to see the arena-level rock star in her band in an intimate venue. Catch soulful songs from legendary live performer Melissa Etheridge, September 14th and 15th at the Atwood Concert Hall, presented by the Anchorage Concert Association. Tickets available at CenterTix and anchorageconcerts.org.
News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
The National Center for American Indian Enterprise Development recognizes 40 people under the age of 40 every year for their champion work in Indian Country. We'll talk with a few of them and find out what it takes to be a successful mover and shaker in Native America. That's on the next Native America Calling.